This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, February 13th, AD 2024. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Finland's presidential election on Sunday ended on the right side of the center, reports The Guardian. Former Prime Minister Alexander Stubb won the election against the homosexual leftist Pekka Haavisto in a close race. The vote came out 52% to 48%. A Dutch law allowing the euthanizing of children under 12 years of age went into effect on February 1st, reports Reuters. This allows for the killing of children who suffer, quote, hopelessly and unbearably, end quote, as determined by doctors. Previously, the Netherlands only allowed euthanasia for persons over 12 years of age. While the leading Republican nominee for U.S. President, Donald Trump, faces 91 criminal charges, some related to his alleged opposition to the 2020 election results, now Brazil's former president, Jair Bolsonaro, is being investigated for allegedly trying to overturn the results of his 2022 election. Four of his aides have been arrested by the Lula da Silva government. An ABC Ipsos poll found that 86% of Americans now do not believe President Joe Biden is, quote, fit to serve, end quote. That included 73% of registered Democrats and 91% of the independent voting base. This comes after a special counsel report described the current president as, quote, an elderly man with a poor memory, end quote. A recent Rasmussen poll found that 42% of likely U.S. voters respected Donald Trump as a leader, and only 21% would say the same thing for President Joe Biden. On Monday, Donald Trump asked the U.S. Supreme Court to rule on his argument that he has immunity from prosecution on any alleged actions he may have taken to overturn the 2020 election results. He asked the High Court to put a hold on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit ruling that rejected his immunity claim, reports CNBC. On Sunday afternoon, a man pretending to be a woman entered Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas, with a long gun before the 2 p.m. service and began firing. Born Jeffrey Escalante from El Salvador, he pulled out an AR-15 from his trench coat, pointed it at the officers, who then fired upon him, killing him in self-defense and halting the attack, reports Fox News. Escalante's 7-year-old son, whose age was initially described as 5, was seriously injured during the exchange of gunfire. And a 57-year-old man who was shot in the leg is expected to survive. Escalante, age 36, pretended to be a woman named Janice Yvonne Moreno. He had a history of mental health problems and anti-Semitic inclinations. Perhaps that's why the word Palestine was written on the long rifle. Here's what Joel Osteen said in the news conference.
These men and women did an amazing job. You said it, Chief, it could have been a lot worse. Of course, we're devastated. I mean, we've been here 65 years and have somebody shooting in your church. But, you know, we don't understand why these things happen, but we know God's in control. And we're going to pray for that little 5-year-old boy and pray for the lady that was deceased.
Christian talk show host Todd Starnes described the shooting as a domestic terrorist attack perpetrated by a member of the LGBT community. Indeed, there have been a dozen such attacks. Transgender people were the shooters at Covenant Christian School in Nashville, at a Denver school, and at an Iowan school. Plus, the Colorado Springs shooter claimed to be non-binary. Starnes said, quote, "It's time for federal investigations about why the LGBT movement is turning young people into violent extremists," end quote. The Kansas City Chiefs clinched their third Super Bowl win in 5 years in Sunday's game with a score of 25-22. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes joins the club of 5 quarterbacks winning 3 or more Super Bowls. New England Patriot quarterback Tom Brady leads the pack with 7 Super Bowl wins to his name. But let us remember what Jesus said. I do not receive honor from men. How can you believe who receive honor from one another and do not seek the honor that comes from the only God? John 5:44. Speaking of the Super Bowl, the PR campaign for Jesus, better known as the He Gets Us ad campaign, aired another ad on the Super Bowl broadcast this year. The campaign offered a confusing Christian message relating to love, God's law, abortion, and homosexuality. The ad featured a priest washing the feet of a member of the LGBTQ community and another woman washing the feet of a young woman outside an abortion clinic with pro-life protesters standing in the background. The message informs everybody that, quote, Jesus did not teach hate, he washed feet, end quote. Hobby Lobby co-founder David Green contributed to the campaign. In Revelation 2, verses 20 through 23, Jesus said this to the church at Thyatira, I have a few things against you, because you allow that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality. I will cast her into a sickbed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds. I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he who searches the minds and hearts. When Nichols Middle School in Middleboro, Massachusetts, told the students to, quote, wear a positive message of acceptance and love, end quote, during the school's Pride Spirit Week, 12-year-old Liam Morrison chose rather to wear a shirt that stated, quote, there are only two genders, end quote. The school banned the shirt and a lower court upheld the ban. Alliance Defending Freedom has appealed the case to the First Circuit Court of Appeals. And finally, the Denver Post reports that Colorado abortion clinics have increased their business by 26% since the reversal of Roe v. Wade, after multiple pro-abortion efforts succeeded in state referendums since the Dobbs case. 2024 promises to be an active year with more referendums on the ballot. These include Florida, Nevada, Nebraska, South Dakota, Montana, and Missouri, reports the Los Angeles Times. And that's the World View on this Tuesday, February 13th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.